Well, we've been fighting this third-class medical reform for, what, going on 2 years or 3 years, and we're at a point in time where we actually have the FAA has let us down. The FAA has done nothing, so that's behind us, and we don't have that avenue to fight. So now we're taking legislative action, and here we have Pilots' Bill of Rights 2 that has exactly in it what we need and want. We have gained, an incredible amount of support in just the last week. Before we entered Air Venture, we only had 30-odd senators that were supporting the bill. Now we're up to, it says 54, but we're actually up to 56 as of this morning. It takes 60 to get it to the floor to a vote, and in the literally the 48 hours to go, we have ALPA sending targeted letters to every senator saying they don't support it and have all sorts of claims in there about safety issues, which we think is unconscionable. We think they're liars. We think that they are absolutely misrepresenting the issue, and they have not reached out to anybody to state their case why in advance of it. So, we're not going to put up with that. That's essentially where we are.
So what is your plan? How do you plan to counter that?
Well, today we start our rally. We're going to make sure that, one, we can keep... We get members in the general aviation community to go to those senators who are supporters and encourage them not to back away as a result of this ALPA. And then we're going really hard after senators in your state who have not supported it to say what the heck's going on and we need your support on it. And we think there's a few in there that we can get over to support that may have been oversights. We don't know where their staffs if they properly briefed them, but. That's really what we're trying to do between now and the start of the day Tuesday when it could be brought to the floor for a vote.
Okay, and what is Plan B if this doesn't happen?
Plan B, unfortunately, then they recess for a while, so we'll have to regroup and figure out what's next. We do have, in all fairness, we do have a Plan B in place around FAA reauthorization, trying to get the medical reform as part of that reauthorization bill, but they're not going to really that bill till September. So, this is an opportunity to get ahead of reauthorization, and reauthorization has a whole host of its own other issues with ATC privatization and other things, and that could be a long negotiation. So, this just cuts right to the chase on third class, and we want to get this done. But, I told our members, this is the number one significant issue to our members, and we are not going to give up on this no matter how long it takes.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.